This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Pam Reese, the incoming city manager for the town of Normal. The next stage of the Uptown Normal redevelopment appears to be the Trail East project. As you heard, I'm sure over the last month or so, some Uptown business owners and residents have raised concerns about whether this mixed-use development will require the knocking down of three older buildings that line mm-hmm. Buford Street. What's the sense that you got from the council when they discussed it a few weeks ago, and what's your approach to this tension in Uptown between developments and looking to the future and also some historic preservation?
Well, certainly there's a balance. We do want to balance it, and I think Normal has done a pretty good job of that in recent years. In fact, many of the buildings that have been designated or have some sort of historic value have undergone a facade improvement and such just to improve the building. Of course, the Normal Theater, we don't even really have to talk about that. That's exceptional. But the next project on that northeast quadrant of the circle, so to speak, you know, we'll have to talk to the developer. We haven't even met yet, but we will be talking soon about design concepts, and then we'll have to evaluate what the possibilities can be. And if council determines that the buildings at the 100 block of Buford should be preserved, then we'll have to see if we can work around that. At this point, no decisions have been made. The original plan for Uptown redevelopment, adopted way back in 2001, did indicate that those buildings would be gone and replaced with a newer structure. So it is the original design concept. And that's even a strong word because it hasn't even been designed yet. But in terms of the proposal and the developer's response, did comply with the plan, but no final designs have been made yet.
I think it's fair to say that Normal has a reputation for being aggressive on economic development incentives for businesses, either getting them to come here or getting existing businesses to expand in some way. In your mind, what's the right balance between enticing businesses to invest here, but not, you know, giving away the farm to get to that point?
Well, I can say there's probably no specific formula, honestly. And every project is unique and is going to have to be looked at in terms of the investment and what's the cost versus what's the benefit. Moving forward, I think much of the investment decisions that the council and the town staff are evaluating is long-term, and we say economic development, but really we're focusing on job creation and investment in our community, investment not just being public investment, but private investment. If it's creating jobs, then what? What do those individuals have? How can those individuals then who are earning their living, how will they impact the community and invest in terms of housing and such? And so it's a much broader picture with no specific formula. It just is an individual view of each project.
But in that formula, jobs is sort of paramount, it sounds like?
Absolutely. I think jobs and just keeping people in terms of you want to have people here, present. And, you know, with that comes the investment in wanting to be here, the investment in earning an income and raising a family, perhaps, investing in cultural arts. And so I think it's all much part of a bigger picture.
The relationship between Bloomington and Normal took a bit of a hit last year with the Metro Zone dispute. This is over a tax sharing agreement that Bloomington wanted to exit. That cost Normal some money. So I want to ask, how much of a priority is it for you to improve and build upon that relationship between the town and the city of Bloomington?
It has to be a high priority, honestly. You know, we can't, in terms of economic development or almost any initiative, you can't look at boundaries.
What do you think of a shared sales tax between the city of Bloomington and the town of Normal? It's something that's been kicked around as a possible way to mitigate poaching retailers from one community to the other, being mm-hmm. one example. But what do you think of that idea generally?
I think it's certainly something that should be discussed, if possible. I think Normal's open to this discussion. I would hope Bloomington would be open to the discussion. You know, it's hard to make a decision when you haven't had a dialogue about it. So I think that that concept is worth greater discussion.
All right. So this is since this is kind of a getting to know you thing for our listeners who want to hear from the new city manager in Normal, I'm going to end this discussion with a rapid fire round. Quick answers, quick questions. Favorite local restaurant?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. I'm going to have to say Distill.
Favorite character on NBC's Parks and Recreation, which is sort of the seminal television program about local government work?
Oh my goodness. I've watched it, but I can't remember names, so.
Favorite local restaurant or watering hole that is no longer around, but that you liked maybe when you first got to town?
Well, I really liked Rocky's Hamburgers.
Where was that?
Well, Rocky's was pretty much the site where Children's Discovery Museum is right now. I used to go down there for burgers and fries for lunch occasionally.
What is your favorite thing about Bloomington that you're kind of sort of jealous about that they have that Normal doesn't?
Well, I really like, we're big fans of the Pepsi Ice Center.
Okay, this is GLT, so I'm like legally obligated to ask, do you own a bike and do you like to ride bikes?
I own two bikes, and yes, I like to ride bikes.
You've got a Saturday off. It's midsummer. You've got the whole day free to do whatever the heck you want. How do you spend it?
I probably start the day with a walk with the dog, spend a little time at the pool if it's a nice, sunny, warm day, and then probably meet my husband for some dinner.
Dave Anderson got a park and aquatic center named after him when he retired. What do you want to name after Mark Peterson?
That would be super secret. Can't share with that. No, actually, I don't know. But that's a decision up to the city council.
That's Pam Reese, the incoming city manager for the town of Normal. She starts the job April 2nd. I'm Ryan Denham.
Reese was chosen for the job after a nationwide search that resulted in 49 applicants. The town paid a recruitment firm $20,000 to help with that search that ultimately led to Reese, already the town's number two administrator. Mark Peterson's last day is Friday, March 30th. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.